From the recording to the broadcast studio, the latest from the local music industry. It's Soundcheck on OFM.
It's time for Soundcheck, and of course you're listening to me, Ashton Martin. Joining me today on the other side of the line is a dynamic voice making waves in the music world. Tanner, of course, a passionate performer and natural storyteller. Now, Tanner's career has taken her from musical theatre stages, absolutely amazing, like We Will Rock You and Mamma Mia, to Disney's Magic Box World Tour. And now she's stepping into an exciting chapter with her brand new single, All the Lovely Things. That's what I keep telling myself. That's what I'm going to do at the end of the month. I'm going to buy myself all the lovely things. Tanner, welcome here on Soundcheck. How are you doing?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Absolutely.
Such an amazing intro. I love it.
Thank you so much, man. Listen, absolutely love your music. I mean, I play your songs almost, well, every night on my SA Music Hour, and the listeners absolutely love it. I want to talk about this new single, you know, All the Lovely Things, as I mentioned. You know, it's such a beautiful title. Tell me, Tanner, what's the story behind the song?
So it's very interesting. I was given this song. People were inspired by my sound and the music that I write, and they were like, oh, okay, her voice will suit the song so much, by mutual connections. And then we kind of worked on the song together. So I think that's actually what makes this song so great, is that collaboration always makes things better. So I feel like going forward with music or anything, you can always say yes to help. I think it always creates the most incredible outcomes. So this was a very collaborative effort, this song. But obviously also when I get songs given to me, I make my own interpretation of it. And for me, like All the Lovely Things, it's like you saying to your partner, oh, these are the things I expect and this is how I should be treated. Yeah, and I'm like, I mean, for me, when I say prima donna, I'm calling him the prima donna. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing that. You come from a strong musical theatre background. I mentioned it earlier on in my intro.
Yes.
How has that experience, you know, shaped your approach to your songwriting and performance as a solo artist?
Wow, that's a really, really great question. In every way, shape or form, I think that musical theatre is the best training that you could get. You are learning every discipline, and how to tell a story through song, I think, is the most important thing when it comes to music. But in other ways, it's also been a bit harder. Like when I'm recording in the studio, my grandfather, he's like, can you stand a little bit away from the microphone because I sing so loud. I'm so loud. And he's like, not used to people that are like projecting, you know, like, so it's got its good things and hard things, but it's always easier to make things easier from good training, if that makes sense.
Got you.
I mean, I think musical theatre is the king of everything.
Yeah, and practice makes perfect. I mean, you've got all of that amazing experience.
And you're not scared.
Yes.
You're not scared. You're in front of thousands of people traveling all over the world. When you're in a studio, it's like, oh man, I can do this. I can mess up. You mess up, it's okay. Yeah, no, it's great.
Can you walk me through the creative process of recording the song? Because when I listen to this track, it has a really rich and emotional sound.
So, I mean, firstly, you do thousands of takes of everything. We do a take, we listen back, we don't like that. Let's try it like this. Let's do this in a more whispered tone. So you play around a lot. I mean, I think of the studio as my little playground. I think that the more you can add little elements, and that is what's so cool about doing stuff in the studio versus like on stage. It's like on stage, you can't really do that. So that's why in the studio, it's my time to like play, you know, do a whisper here, do a giggle here, do a, you know. So I think that's, and especially for this song, I really, really tried to play around with like my tone. And then you layer things. So you like layer a few voices together. It's not just like one voice. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So yeah.
No, I agree.
It's quite the process.
How does All the Lovely Things represent this new chapter in your artistic journey, Tanner?
Oh, you have the best questions. Wow, I think that it's just me also, you know, I've just turned 25. I feel like when you start going into your like later 20s, you feel like you're not going to accept anything other than what you want and the things that you desire in life. So I think that it's just about me stepping into my great shoes and saying, you know what? I don't deserve this behavior. I don't deserve this from a man. I don't deserve this from a contract. I don't deserve this from... It's about you taking control of your life and saying, I just want the good things, you know?
Yeah.
No, so I think, yeah.
No, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. You currently, I mean, I mentioned that, listen, if the listeners can't hear this by now, then they should know that theater is one of your first loves. And you're currently preparing for a role in Cats, if I'm not mistaken. How are you balancing theater and music right now?
Do you know, I still ask myself that question. So, you know what? I don't think you ever will find a balance. You just do what you can when you can. I'm still studying a degree at university. I mean, it's just insane. But, you know, I don't know. Always when I'm the busiest, I do the best. So, yeah, but I've actually, they just announced the Cats cast today. So it was actually just announced today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to say much until today, so that was good timing.
That was good timing while you had it first year on OFM. Listen, before I let you go, what do you want people to take away from the song when they're listening to it?
I think that you should put yourself on a pedestal, not in an arrogant way, but just know what you deserve and start showing up for yourself, I think, and promoting yourself. I think that's the thing I want people to say. And I want myself to take away, you know?
Yeah.
You write these songs and you have to learn the lessons as well.
That is true. Wow, thank you so much for those wise words. All the lovely things is out now, so make sure that you stream it and follow Tanner for more music and exciting performances ahead. Tanner, thanks so much for joining me here today on Soundcheck. All the best with your incredible chapter that's lying ahead of you. And hopefully you come and visit us here in Central South Africa.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
That was Soundcheck. The latest from the local music industry.